The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to a special edition of This Week in Modified Country from the Big Diamond Speedway. Tonight, Stuart Friesen became the sixth different winner of the season for the Race of Champions as they made their return to Coal Region. We'll talk with Stuart and others next here on a special edition of This Week in Modified Country.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Hi, this is Sammy Piazza. You're listening to This Week in Modified Country.
Back here at the Big Diamond Speedway, we're with tonight's winner of the Anthracite Assault 60-lap feature event, Stuart Friesen, one day after his birthday. And you turned 21, I understand.
Yeah, again.
But you took the lead tonight, lap 23. You came up through the field. Tell me about the early part of the race leading up to taking that lead.
It was good. You know, we were lucky to have a good redraw and start third and be right up on top of it and have a really good look at it the whole race. And it was awesome. We got it, you know, had a really good race with Matt Jester there for a while and finally got clear of him. And we were right close to Man Miller, and I got to his bumper. And I'm just like, well, I'm just going to try to roll the bottom and see if I can roll up next to him. And I was able to roll in there, and it stuck, and he slid up a little bit, and we were able to get him cleared off too. It was just it worked out a lot easier than I thought. I thought it was going to be a lot harder race.
Another guy that was coming on pretty strong, 17-second, Jimmy Horton. He was really there. You guys had a pretty good battle, and then he ends up with a flat. Any thoughts at that particular time as to how much tire you had left on your right rear?
We didn't go very aggressive, you know, siping it and getting into it. It was a new tire. Pretty confident in the American Racer tires. They got a good product, and, you know, it just the car stayed really consistent the whole race. We got a piece of mud stuck in the Panhard bar at the beginning of the race, and I wasn't able to adjust that kind of like we wanted to lower that down, and the car kind of started to get free in the end, and just tried to dial some front brake into it, and just hit my marks and roll. And this place is so tough to pass. You know, if you get a good run off the corner, it makes it hard for the guy behind you. So I was just trying to set it up so I was straight and square and in the throttle, and I could hear him right there, but we were able to hold onto it.
Speaking of good runs, Howard had a really good run coming off of turn four with seven laps to go on that final restart. How were you able to hold him off, and did you hear him as close as he was?
Yeah, definitely. I heard him right there. You know, the alcohol cars got a little bit of advantage over the gas cars here on the restarts. And, no, that's what I was worried about, all those restarts. A guy just being able to fire a little bit quicker and getting a better run. And but we were able to come out off two with it every time and beat them down into three, which was key. And then just, you know, momentum it up. So that really helped.
You're used to running sail panels at some of the other tracks. Talk about running the sail panel here at the Big Diamond Speedway, a big 3/8-mile facility.
Yeah, it's tough. You got to get off your notebook a little bit and way off your baseline. And we did that a little bit. I kind of thought the last couple days and of stuff we wanted to try, and we just freed up enough and kept the right front underneath the car. And it was good. You know, I could get in there and turn in and not shove, and you know, at the same time keep the rear tires underneath me. So we just, like I said, we got a little bit off our baseline and for the sail panels to free up. And, it was pretty cool.
Well, it must be something about birthdays, because just a few weeks ago, Tyler Walker came home $50,000 richer on his birthday, winning the King's Royal day after your 21st birthday. You come home $5,000 richer. Congratulations on the win here tonight at the Big Diamond Speedway.
Yeah, thanks so much. It means the world to come down here and you know, kind of pick up where we left off. We ran here a lot years ago and didn't have very good luck. And this is just fun for all the fans and everybody that's been supporting us down here. We really appreciate it.
Tonight's winner, Stuart Friesen of the Anthracite Assault 60 Lapper. We'll be back with more from the Big Diamond Speedway right after this.
With 30 years' experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water.
To learn more, call Roger Kinzard 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103, or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
Hi, this is Jeff Allum, the voice of Bridgeport Speedway, and you're listening to This Week in Modified Country.
With tonight's third place finisher, Brett Hearn. Brett, from 14th to 3rd, talk about your run this evening here at Big Diamond.
Just steady, stayed out of trouble. Yeah, I try to run a little lower line than everybody and just stay patient with it. And conserve the right rear tire a little bit, so I had a little bit at the end there and worked out perfect.
You had a pretty good battle there with Ryan Godown, finally got around Ryan. Talk about the late stages. It seemed like your car was coming on. How was the car late in the race, and what do you think about the sail panels here this evening on the modifieds?
Well, this is a car that I run at Accord with the sail panels on it like that, so I'm kind of getting used to it a little bit. I wasn't really ever really a good sail panel racer, but I'm getting better at it. And, you know, I think that, you know, again, like he overheated his right rear tire, started losing a little bit of grip and side bite, and I was able to keep it straight on the bottom and curl the bottom real well. My car stayed good the whole race.
You're closing in on an historic number, 800 wins. If you have a track to pick, where would you like to get your 800th win at?
Let me see. I'm at Fonda tomorrow night, Utica Rome on Thursday night, and I'm at Accord on Friday night, so I'd like it to be at Accord.
I thought maybe you'd say Orange County or Lebanon Valley with all the wins you have at those two tracks.
Now I just want to get it out of the way. Sooner the better.
Once you hit 800, I mean, you've done just about everything you can do in the world of modified racing. What's the next plateau? What's the next set of goals for Brett Hearn once you hit that 800th win?
Maybe 900?
Feasible?
I don't know. I would think maybe, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to be around that long. I'm not sure. I got to think about that. But right now our goal is to, be the best at what we do, and you know, everybody works towards that goal. Our right from our ownership with Mattson Motorsports, right to Tommy and Andrew, my guys are with me all the time, and everybody else that helps out on the side, and my dad who helps out. I mean, you know, our goal is to do and be the best we can be.
14th to 3rd night, Brett Hearn here at the Big Diamond Raceway. With 4th place finisher Ryan Godown, you had a heck of a run this evening. Did the car get tight on you late in the race?
It didn't get tight. It just, I cooked the tires. You know, I got up to freeze and I thought I had to go. And we only had about, 20 laps left or something like that at that point. Figured I'd make my move and shoot for it after that. I was pretty good on the top. And then it just got worse after that and started backing up and just trying to hold on for a second. And, you know, Howard got me. You know, hitting the cushion, but he would have got me regardless. And same thing with Brett. I mean, we were just hanging on by that point.
Looked like one time when you had a good run on him, you were about a half lane lower than he was. You came up and you sort of tapped his rear nerf bar, but seemed after that you really couldn't get in. Was he a little bit better off of turn two than you were?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, he was a little better off. I mean, but, you know, he was, you know, taking it easy there until I got to him, and then he's pushed it harder, but he just kind of blocked the fast lane around the racetrack, you know. But, you know, I would have done the same thing if I was there. So, you know, in essence, I wish I didn't run as hard as I did at that time in the race and waited probably another 10, 15 laps. I probably would have saved my stuff to the end, you know.
We're talking with Ryan Godown, 4th place finisher tonight, the Anthracite Assault. And the first time that the ROC has been back in a while, Ryan. And also the first time that the sail panels have been on the cars here in many, many years. What are your thoughts on the sail panels here tonight with the modifieds?
I think it was pretty good. I mean, it kept the cars when the track got dry. It kept the cars, you know, a little bit more faster. But, you know, I can't say enough about these, my crew guys and my sponsors. We just got this frame together, and we just got this motor. We haven't ran in a few years. And, you know, it's hard to bring out a new car like that and all systems get in the top four at an ROC race. It really is. I mean, you know, just to get the bugs out of it. But so this is a good shakedown run for, you know, this Saturday in New Egypt. So, you know, we're happy. You know, we're definitely happy. I just, you know, I kind of probably bit off a little bit too quick there off that restart, but some of them times you don't never get a chance again if it went all green. So, you know, it was a catch 20, you know, but we're still happy to get fourth.
Well, you won last week at Lincoln, fourth here at the Big Diamond Raceway. Back with more from Big Diamond. That's Ryan Godown right after this.
At Rod and Supply, they have the unique opportunity to be involved with all sorts of auto racing and performance-related industries, including farm equipment. Whether you're running a go-kart, micro-sprint, mini-sprint, midget, modified, late-model sprint car, or a tractor, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performing at your maximum potential. Since 1989, Rod and Supply has provided superior products priced competitively with prompt and courteous service. Their promise is to continue to provide superior products that will keep you in front of the field. Check out their online catalog at rodandsupply.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Remember, at Rod and Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them.
Jared Umenhauer raced to a nearly three-second win over Craig Whitmoyer in the 30-lap Race of Champions Sportsman Modified Tour feature event. He says his car was really, really good.
The car was great. I tried to go to the top side that one time and screwed up, and Piazza got me. Thank God Lady Luck was on my side. He got in the wreck, that lap car, and he went in the pits, and I just stayed to the bottom. It rode right on the rail. Got pretty tight. It's a fine line. If you went above that, you're out to the top side.
Again, your winner, Jared Umenhauer. Craig Whitmoyer, second. Ryan Watt, third. Danny Babley, fourth. James Cornell, fifth. Clay Butler, sixth. Joey Funk, the third, seventh. Ray Woodall, eighth. Billy Moyer, ninth. And Stephen Hughes rounds out the top 10. In the big block modifieds, again, it was Stuart Friesen over Dwayne Howard. And we apologize. Dwayne got out of the pits very quickly last night, so we weren't able to catch up with Dwayne, but we will at some time. He's a good guy and always has a moment for us here at the DirtTrackChannel.com. Brett Hearn, third, and Ryan Godown, fourth. Danny Johnson, fifth. Doug Manmiller, the pole sitter, was sixth. Larry White, seventh. Matt Shepard, eighth. Kevin Hertler, ninth. And Rick Laubach rounded out the top 10. Billy Decker was 11th, Joe Watson 12th, Ryan Watt 13th, Pat Ward 14th, and Gary Wagner was 15th. Jeff Strunk was 16th, Matt Jester 17th, Kenny Albert 18th, Jimmy Horton 19th, and Ray Swinehart was 20th. Mike Gillard 21st, Tommy Sheets Jr. 22nd, Danny Erb 23rd, Danny Heber 24th, Kevin Bates 25th, John Stangle 26th, Brett Tompkin was 27th. The next Race of Champions Modified Tour comes up on August the 3rd. At the Grandview Speedway. We'll be there and we'll have a special edition of This Week in Modified Country for you. And don't forget to tell your friends each and every Thursday at noon, it's This Week in Modified Country right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. At the Big Diamond Speedway in Minersville, Sean Wood, the DirtTrackChannel.com.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.